When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the latest edition of First Down Snapcast. I'm your host, Richard Butler, and joining me tonight are regular analysts Ian Davis and Charles Clawson. Now, every week we do this show, it may take 5 to 10 times to get the intro, and I've left a little snippet in just now to see what I have to deal with.
Welcome to the latest edition of First Down Snapcast. I'm your host, Richard Butler.
Twice. He started, he was grinning. Yeah, record it later, Rich.
And it looked really obvious that you recorded it later.
NFL news and rumours.
So one of the hot topics currently in the NFL is recent changes. Now, the NFL have approved alternative uniforms and helmets. Now, previously, in previous seasons, odd teams have been able to play in a different shirt for an anniversary, an occasion.
It's easy for you to say.
Easy for me to say. But they've never approved retro helmets or the old style ones unless it was a specific reason. Now, we've seen in the last 6 months with the NFL approving franchises to speak with different countries to play games there. Is this a heritage move or is it just more money making from the NFL?
Well, we don't need to answer that because we know what it is.
No, they're really old at heart and they want you to play with your old uniforms. Obviously, if Dallas have only got a star, so there's not else they can change to.
But does that not mean that some of your bigger franchises just have iconic helmets? I mean, I'm not sure. Pittsburgh have always had the same helmet. Am I right in that?
I think so. There's only a few who've got, obviously, I know New England have got a different helmet. Tampa, Seattle. There's a few more, but they're not every team.
Yeah, but you can't, even the Dallas one, you can change it. I mean, even if it's just like reduce the size of the star or reduce the placement of it, there's always, you know, if someone's want to make money out of something, which I'm not saying that's why they're doing it, obviously, but if someone wants to make money out of it, they can change anything.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings used to have horns, just like horns, didn't they? Well, the one, because I don't think Washington will be using the retro helmet, will they?
No. I don't think that's the only one throwback, I think, which won't be allowed.
I think it's the... I think it's the books one I really like. That it used to be a pirate.
Yeah, the original, the like
knife
like,
between his. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that went really well though with the uniforms they used to play in.
Yeah, it's hard to think back to old helmets. You have to actually look it up, I find, because you forget, don't you? What apart from your own team, you forget what helmets they've had.
Yeah, obviously I know the Rams have changed theirs recently through the moves, but all of them sort of changed the colour. They've not done a proper change, whereas Tampa's was a total different one. But do you remember Buffalo's where they all built the buffalo on it?
Yes, yes. I'm actually looking at it. I went to look at some of them. Yeah, white with a red buffalo, yeah. I'm looking at the old Dallas one as well.
But the problem is when you change things, normally they're changing things to make things more modern. And then by definition, the older ones, you think, oh, I can't believe they managed with that for so long because it looks old-fashioned. Yeah. So it's interesting if they go back, if it's a good thing or not.
But I know from being a New England fan, a lot of New England fans like the old helmet.
I don't like that one. I was just going to say, I don't like that one.
But then there's a lot of Tampa fans who like their old helmet.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a up and down one. Like I used to get you'd play in the old uniforms for set anniversaries, but the helmet one, that you were never allowed to change it, and now they've sort of give into it. But again, it is probably just down to we can sell more merch.
Yeah, yeah. Probably is.
Yeah, because it's also called merch now. It's not called merchandise.
Yeah, that annoys me as well because we're old. It's when we go to concerts.
Merch.
Yeah, we went to 21 Pilots one, took Olivia, Philippa's daughter, who's 18 now, but she'd have been 16 at the time. She's like, where's the merch? And that's the first time I did it. I'm like, what?
You never took her again.
I did, actually.
Did you feel a bit old at that concert? Just going off topic a bit.
Yeah. Yes. 21 Pilots is very much a sort of old teenage audience. Yeah.
So Ian fitted right in.
Yeah.
Do you think this new, obviously not, it's not new, but it is new, going back to old stuff, do you think it'll be a long time, or do you think it could last? Because would Titans want to play in the Oilers because of all the history in that?
That'd be cool, move, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Because what did they do at Tennessee Oilers for one season, I think?
Yeah.
Before they changed it.
I just think it's gimmicky. And I think it will I think it would die a death in whether it takes a season or two. But I think when it boils down to it, people are interested in it. If you're talking about having a redesign for modern reasons, I think there'd be more mileage in it. But I think going backwards, not the way forwards.
Well, no. The thing is about the money side. You make a good point because the reason they're starting to have games abroad is because they think the market in America is saturated. So they've got to look at ways of creating more money within that market, haven't they? So you've got to do the gimmicky things to try and bring in more money from that side of it. So,
well, look at sorry to raise the European Championships, but look at when you see the crowd in the England games, the amount of them who are wearing the retro. Shirts from the 1970s, and it just looks like they've raided the drawers and brought out their old shirts. It doesn't, you know, because they don't look modern. They just look like their old stuff that's been around the block.
Well, have you got an old Dallas top, Ian? Like an old one? Like
I don't think you have. I should have gone. You know, I was in York a couple of weeks ago. I never thought to go into Expressions. Bit of a name check for Expressions clothing in York, though. They do sell. We've had them on the chat on the Facebook page before. They do sell a lot of old NFL shirts and things. I think you've been there to get some, haven't you, Rich, as well?
Yeah, I've been there and I dropped some stuff off once, and they do go back to the throwbacks.
Yeah. And he's a Dallas fan as well, the guy. So, I don't need to go there.
Just obviously, I'm not Dallas fan, old change. A Green Bay ever change their helmet, Ian? Me, Ian, Charles.
Yeah, they change it, but it's a bit like Dallas in the they can't do a great deal with it.
Yeah, it's similar, isn't it? I did look at. I don't think it had the. Did it? Did they have it without the G on it? I'm just trying to see.
Difficult questions. I can't remember that.
Yeah, no, I'm
old.
And
you're looking it up, but I can't.
I'm trying to find it now. I'm asking, but I can't. No, I think it did have a G on it still. I'm not sure.
Well, they're a bit rubbish without it. Nobody know they're playing.
Looking forward to seeing Jets with their aeroplane on. It might be about to take off and start playing well.
The Jets are going to play well this season, don't you know?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know. We spoke about it on a previous show, but in AFC one of those, East, they're not allowed to.
One of those teams from the bottom is going to surprise everyone, I reckon, next season. I'm full of optimism at this time of the year, but I think one of them all.
Which one?
Not
Jacksonville, because they never do.
No, like, funnily enough, I was going to say Jacksonville out of all of them because he said that who's a head coach, Urban Meyer, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah,
and I just think he's got the coolest name for a coach.
Yeah, and he might be able to do something that the other guys haven't actually. Yeah.
You see, we need Stuart on here for them because he's, you know, he likes his master tactician stuff. I'm just saying he's got a great name, so they're going to do well.
Yeah, Stuart, tell you, because of that defensive tackle we're talking round five, you know, the one from Ole Miss, you know, he's got a good turn of pace.
So moving into another cowboy related story, and so
it's at this point when Richard's got bored of us saying all this.
We can rabble on all night, but
he's got cowboys headphones on, look.
No, the only ones that seem to frigging work on this, that's all.
He's got his son's headphones on, I'll tell you that.
But yeah, he's got a big head at that age. Moving on to more cowboys news now, due to unpopular demand from some reasons. Dallas are on hard knocks. A lot of people aren't happy. But, again, going back to money.
As forecast by somebody on this show a few weeks ago.
Talking about big ends.
Obviously, again, goes back to money. I think Charles pointed it out in our WhatsApp group that they were the highest grossing Amazon show when they were on there. Yeah. And it's the third time on Hard Knocks now. And it is the 20th season of Hard Knocks, so... Not surprised, really. It's someone like Dallas.
It is money because you know that they're going to get more. Because the fact is, and you only have to see, and I'm going back to our Facebook group again. I put it on, didn't I, back to Facebook. And what you got on was all the Dallas haters saying, oh, why are they on? They've been on again. Blah, blah. Well, they'll watch it because they don't like Dallas. Dallas is probably...
Yeah, but they're all one
of the few teams that people will watch because they don't like them. Probably the Patriots a bit as well, recent years. That people want them to lose. So that's why they're on primetime all the time. Patriots, Packers, Cowboys. Because people want to see them lose as well as the
But you've Cowboys. got to have in any sport, you've got to have like a pantomime villain.
Yeah, you do.
And it just so happens that I don't know whether they are pantomime villains or not, but the Dallas, like you say, there's as many people hate them as love them.
And I think Jerry Jones plays up to it. Jerry Jones plays to it, I reckon.
Yeah.
But there's always stories come out of Dallas for whatever reason. But they are a bit like a soap team, aren't
they? It's great theatre, but it's also Dallas. You feel a there or thereabouts for getting back into the big time. And it's like, you know, we said it last year. It could have been last year. It could be this year. You know, they've got the players and they've got the capabilities. But, you know, you just want to catch them live breaking back into it.
Yeah, I think.
Or falling apart.
Or falling apart,
Yeah,
the thing is with Hard Knocks, it's a show that sort of producers want to film a team where there's stuff happening. Yeah. They don't want to film a team. They're not going to film Tampa where it's all going swimmingly and there's no arguments.
Yeah,
Dallas, obviously, there's all issues with Dak coming back. Jerry, the owner, he's always got a story or two. Mike McCarthy's under pressure. And obviously, everyone who goes on Hard Knocks always have a losing record that season. Just putting that out there, Ian, now. But everyone who goes on Hard Knocks...
Is that right?
I think that the percentage is higher of everyone who's been on Hard Knocks. So I think the last two times you went on, you only won six games.
Yeah, I did know that.
This is why we're like Richard, though, because Richard does all the hard work that we're afraid to do.
Will this be the first time that the Super Bowl champions-to-be have been on Hard Knocks?
No, we said this a year ago and it didn't happen.
I'm a Dallas fan, I say it every year.
But,
we them boys all the time. And this is our year.
But they like a story because you can promote a story. Last year they did both teams moving to new stadium in LA, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because it was trying to get that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a Dallas fan, but I'll watch the show because... Love American football. I don't love Dallas, Ian. I don't mind Dallas, but I don't
love Dallas headphones.
They're not Dallas headphones. They're probably more bloody San Diego Chargers. LA Chargers, Rams, whatever.
these companies who decide who's going on, in, I guess, in conjunction with the NFL, you know, they've got to make money, haven't they, at the end of the day? So they're not going to put someone on who's a bit boring.
There was five teams who it could have been. So there was the Giants, and I thought if it wasn't Dallas, I thought it could have been the Giants because, again, big team, aren't they? Have a lot of stories coming out of them. Denver, I never thought it was going to be Denver.
Not unless Aaron Rodgers had moved there.
Yeah.
That would have been different.
I think Arizona were one of them as well.
That wouldn't have been bad, though. Would have been what they're doing.
Well, you remember when they were on the Amazon one, All or Nothing? Yeah. I thought that's one of the best ones they've had on in recent time. I've been watching it.
But I think that was because it timed it with when they were having a good playoff run, weren't they? So it made a good story, whereas the other teams on All or Nothing, I don't think any of them have got to the playoffs, have they?
They've all been about comebacks, like the Carolina when Cam was there.
Yeah,
it was Cowboys. All about coming back from injury.
Cowboys were going to having the problems with Zeke, whether he was going to... That was the best part about that, where he was going to be banned, and then he was fighting the ban, and that was the big part of that one. Yeah.
And we all remember the All or Nothing with Jeff Fisher.
Yeah.
But no, it'll definitely be good. It'll be six great episodes to get us through till the season starts, and normally premieres around middle of August. Beginning of August, is it?
I think it's beginning of August, isn't it? Because
are they coinciding it with a Hall of Fame weekend?
It's not six weeks, episodes, isn't it? Four.
I thought it's four.
Or is it All or Nothing? What's six?
No, yeah, All or Nothing.
All or Nothing's eight, I think.
All or Nothing's eight, and
you're just splitting the two, I think.
I'm going in between. Six, yeah.
I'm
going in between.
You don't know, Richard. You don't know what you talk about.
You're just averaging
about.
No. So I've got you two.
Yeah.
No, we definitely don't know what we're talking about.
But no, I think it'll definitely be good, and it'll bring up great debate. And I'm sure, Ian, the backlog in the Facebook group will be them boys and the bashing. Yeah. I'm sure Adrian will be top of the list.
Yes,
but it's just so polarizing, and that's what the TV companies want.
Yeah. Definitely, they want the drama. So more drama. Obviously, now this is something we spoke about month ago, and I think Charles predicted there and then we wouldn't hear any updates, and we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. Now, he's been getting the mick taken out of him this week by Tom Brady at a golfing event. Tom Brady did a bit of Jeopardy questioning and was mickey taking Aaron Rodgers, and I think Rodgers came out and said, "I didn't say I was unhappy," trying to turn it around, but he had like a grin on his face, I have to say. "Can't believe you brought this out of me on TV."
Did he? I missed that.
You need to check it out.
I will do, yeah.
They do like a Jeopardy thing, and Tom Brady gets in on Rodgers, and Rodgers is looking at us to say, "I didn't say that," but his facial expression saying, "I cannot believe you've now mentioned this on TV."
Brilliant.
But he must know him. If he's going on Pro Celebrity Golf, he must know there's going to be some mickey taking.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, I'm just, what makes me laugh is that Rodgers has finally beaten Brady at something.
Well, anyway, he's not doing too bad, is he? But obviously, Charles, nothing's been said. Green Bay have signed about seven or eight quarterbacks in the offseason so far, it feels like.
There has been something said, because he's quite... I came across a quote today when he was asked directly about it, and he said five words: "I don't know, we'll see."
Yeah, I read that today as well, actually.
But look at it this way. He's well into his career. He's getting towards into the twilight of his career. Perhaps, you know, he doesn't need to go to all these pre-season games and stuff. You know, it's not unusual for the older players to miss them. Perhaps he's just not saying anything and just letting, you know, just he's just trying to chill out. And that's the end of it. And when pre-season training resumes properly, it'll be there, and it'll be just a non-story.
There is the chance that could happen, and they always say no news is good news, and maybe I think we mentioned it before, it might be just the media making it more than it is.
Well, filling the gaps, because the media have got to have news stories, and if a news story, if they can get the slightest little thing, you know, it's the fact that they don't often report on the golf, like, as in the pro celebrity stuff. You don't normally see that making headline news, but because Aaron Rodgers is involved in it, it's suddenly headline news, and it just shows what a dearth of information they've got, but they've still got to fill column inches.
Yeah, I don't think you're not going to know anything until the end of
July.
End of July. Is it 27th? 27th, I think it is.
Oh, you might be right.
Think that's when they're due back. Not 22nd, it's 27th or 28th.
But that's when he's got to be. He's got to.
Yeah, that's when he's due to return.
That's when, if he doesn't turn up by then, they can start fining him if they want to.
Like we've seen various times with Bell, it's dropping
the ocean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fining him. I mean, the fact of the matter is,
him retiring, the drop in the ocean, isn't it? From what he's saying, the amount of money he's going to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just in many ways it's refreshing that it's not plastered. Well, I mean, it is plastered all over the headlines, but it's just not coming up with sound bites or anything. He's not saying anything. And it's just nice seeing the press squirm for a change rather than have everything everywhere.
But my concern with this is the bigger effect Charles at Green Bay, because I don't know if you've seen in the last couple of days, Davante Adams is saying if it's not sorted, he wants out.
Yeah, but again, it's you know, who do we believe? You know, that's just idle talk.
On that, on Instagram, didn't he put that on his own Instagram though?
Well, I did see that Derek Carr
wants him to go.
Who's a big mate of his, wants him to go to the Raiders. I mean, and in fairness, Raiders have been
linked with Rodgers.
Yeah. So
what'd be great is if he turns up on the 27th, when the media asking him anything, he just does like Marshawn Lynch did at that Super Bowl. I'm on here so I don't get fined. Just keep saying that to the media.
What I do like of all this story, obviously, with Green Bay signing all these quarterbacks, the fact that Blake Bortles turned up and he was the number one of the OTAs, weren't he, on performance?
Uh-huh. Blake Bortles?
Yeah.
Well, who's to say he doesn't turn out to be a great player? You know, he's judged on what he's done so far. But, you know, different players play differently with different clubs, as we all know. So, you know, don't write him off.
It's a bit of a drop, though. Rodgers, I know Blake Bortles had a couple of good years, but would be a bit of a drop-off.
Yeah, but you can't be the best for ever.
No, you can't.
Look at New England Patriots.
Tom Brady.
Sorry, Richard.
Look at Tom Brady. It seems like he can be.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Going a little bit off topic on the Tom Brady thing. Did you see Peyton Manning this week saying if it weren't for him and Eli, his mother?
It was his mum, wasn't it? If it wasn't for Olivia Manning,
he'd have 11 years. He goes, Eli beat him twice at Super Bowl and I knocked him out three times in playoffs.
Yeah.
Brady must hate the Mannings. So, great news. Obviously, all 32 teams now, Indianapolis were the latest one to be given. They could have full attendances for the upcoming season. Obviously, it's taken a bit of a while, but starting to get a bit back normal. Now, obviously, COVID cases are still out there and the world's going to have to learn to live with COVID. Of the teams last year, do you think any teams perform better with no fans? And then when the fans are back there, they'll probably could go back to the buckling ways.
I think, and I've probably said this on air before, was the biggest change was the loss of the home and away advantage.
Yeah.
Whether any teams actually played better or worse, I don't know. But the fact is that, you know, you go to somewhere like New Orleans and you can't hear a thing when the fans are screaming.
Yeah.
And suddenly you didn't have that anymore. So that was a great leveler for last season.
Yeah, you've got New Orleans, it happens. Kansas City, Seattle, where they have to order one. They're having to signal, aren't they? Because they can't hear each other. And it is like that, you know, we've witnessed that, haven't we, where it's deafening and you understand there's no way. Well, you have as well, Rich, you know.
Yeah, but Kansas is just as bad, isn't it? You can't hear anything in Kansas.
I mentioned Kansas as well, yeah. So that was the thing to me, that it took away a lot of that home field advantage. You know, Seattle's 12th man had lost it.
Yeah, I think there was...
You've got... Dallas don't perform well at home, traditionally, in front of their own fans.
Especially when we're there.
Especially when Clawson was there. Yeah. I've never seen him lose until he started coming to America with me.
Oh, you came with me?
You were my chauffeur.
Yeah, that's actually quite true.
But yeah, I do think they, you know, certain teams do struggle in front of their own fans. And Dallas, for the last few years in particular, I think has struggled a little bit.
I think it'll be interesting, the teams who rely on them extra fans for the extra boost, to see if their teams perform, but I know Seattle got to playoffs, but they probably needed that 12th man against the Rams because they just had no answer for it. It's interesting how much the fans give that extra. Obviously, but off topic, obviously, we all sort of seen how England have done in the Euros with the home support. Obviously, not many teams have had home support in these games.
I was talking to, there's a lad who works for me who goes to all England games. He's only missed about two in the last 15 years. And he was talking about, and he said that last night, he says it's the best crowd he's ever seen. It was deafening. And he says, New Wembley, he said, I've never really heard a great England crowd before. He says, they don't make a lot of noise. He says, but it was deafening. It did make a difference. Yeah. And Southgate said it as well.
But you can see it on TV normally when, off topic, on England. When you watch England play on TV, it's quiet.
Yeah.
But when you watch the NFL, it's loud on telly.
That's usually because England are a bit rubbish.
No, but even when they were good, though, it worked, still weren't loud.
When was that?
How old are you? 76?
55 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, you don't remember that.
No.
I hasten to add, I don't remember it either.
Yeah.
Badil Skinner and Lightning Seed remind us, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've gone way off topic there. We don't need to talk about them. That's up for a bit. The full attendance, obviously, in America is great. They've also now confirmed it'll be full attendance in London. But it seems, obviously, everything's happened. It's getting a bit late for these tickets. Bearing in mind the games are only 14 odd weeks away.
I'll just throw something in to the mix. If you've been reading the news today, when you've got the Olympics is happening in, maybe that's the 22nd of July. The Olympics are happening.
That's right, 22nd of July.
And now that's not going to have any fans. They were just going to have Japanese fans.
State of emergency is being called, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So it just shows how things can change. You know, what we're saying is there's a good chance it's going to be full fans, but you can see, you know, coming into the winter, who knows what's going to happen. But
there's still a chance it could be pulled.
Mm. Mm. I mean, it's a step in the right direction. It's a move in the right direction, but it just shows that you have to be a little bit cautious about things because it can change.
And in America as well, just because all the states are saying they can at the moment, it can change again, can't it?
I think I was talking to someone recently and there's more of a chance of them being pulled from England again this year to give it another year. But obviously, we'll just have to wait and see. But it is good news if it's full because it's hard enough for fans to get tickets for Tottenham as it is now. But if it had reduced the capacity, can you imagine if it was only 40,000, there's 41,000 season tickets at Tottenham.
Yeah.
So how would they work that out?
Yeah.
End of the day, they've got to do it. It's got to be safe.
Did you notice that me and Ian then couldn't work anything out? It just suddenly went deathly quiet.
We did.
How did they work it out? And we were thinking, I can't work that out. See, you can edit that, Richard, so it looks like it's seamless and that we weren't struggling for words.
No, I think that's the whole point of leaving these moments in.
I know, that's why I hate doing it.
That's why we had to do it on that episode with Jarrett when you were like, audience listening to it on the audio, you won't understand the pause. You've got to.
1 out of 41 season ticket holders won't get a ticket.
1 out of how many?
Every 41.
But what happens if one person owns more than one ticket?
Yeah.
Just put that one out there for your maths. If you want to come back to me in 10 minutes, end it. Yeah, we'll...
Okay, awkward pause again.
Obviously,
I don't know what I'll do.
Do you know what I'll do?
Yeah.
If it's anything through Ticketmaster, it'll be a disaster.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And then it'd be like 2 days before the game, tickets aren't arrived.
Yeah, what annoyed me was the last lot of season tickets where we're still online trying to get tickets and there's touts already selling them and then we couldn't get them.
But this is the thing, they keep saying all these companies about they're driving it down, but they're not.
Yeah.
It's almost like Ticketmaster, sorry, I'm not offending Ticketmaster, but they're a joke. They get the 60,000 tickets for Tottenham and they're like, these 5,000 here, we're going to give to these people.
Yeah.
For a good price, but then they can make money on them. That's how it feels. Yeah.
And funnily enough, they end up on StubHub, most of them, which is owned by Ticketmaster as well.
Yeah, if you read small print.
Surely Ticketmaster, as a business, are only interested in selling the tickets. They don't care. You know, so they have to be told, even if it's like, you know, you don't like bringing government.
Yes, they are, and don't call me Shirley.
I'm sure they got into trouble for this because they have Ticketmaster, Get Me In, StubHub. I think I'm sure they got into trouble by the government.
They're getting percentages on the resale as well.
Yeah.
Elliot, who got not hammered for it, but did get were in the headlines, was it that Viagogo?
Yeah.
They almost got told to desist, but I think they say this and then nothing changes.
Were you in the American Armed Forces? I need you to cease and desist. I think I'll tell to desist. Nobody's ever said that, ever.
I was going
to desist. No,
I realised as I was saying it, I shouldn't be saying it.
But you're thinking about merch. Awkward
silences.
You were thinking of merch, weren't you?
Yeah.
Merch, shut up. I didn't want one of those awkward silences that Richard then had to not edit out.
I don't edit any awkward silences out now. So
well, there's plenty of those.
Only when Ian was working his 1 out of 41,000 question out.
Yeah. No, it's 1 out of 41.
He remembered, he didn't write it down. Yeah. I'll ask you that again in a couple of hours. Obviously, stuff's starting to plan ahead now. Waiting to fantasy season in the UK, a little fantasy league starting up, fan meets. And obviously, the first down UK have got their annual meets planned for Leeds. And for opening Sunday.
What? This is not to do with the podcast. What date's the fantasy thing that we do, the one where we have to pay to enter in Leeds? When's that?
That is. You're putting me on the spot now. 18th of August.
Okay. I told you he's good. He does his research. He's professional, Ian Davis.
Yeah. What? That's a Wednesday.
21st of August.
21st of August. Just, we have to be there, Charles, for that.
Oh, so I've got to pay for my tickets and I've got to pay to get up there.
Yeah.
And you get to give it. Are you going to go and stay at Ian's in Scarborough?
Yeah.
Go for an ice cream.
Further.
Yeah, it is. But then we can get the train to Leeds and can have a beer.
I'll tell you what, you pay for my ticket up there.
We can have a beer and draft Des Bryant and Aaron Rodgers.
you pay for any fantasy stuff up there and I'll pay to go and collect the tickets from Tottenham that don't get delivered. I'll pick them up direct.
Are you not coming up then?
Yeah, of course I'm bloody coming up, aren't I?
Why are you going to Tottenham to collect tickets anyway?
For the NFL games.
Why will they go to Tottenham? Well, I'm sure they'll come to my house.
Yeah, no, I'm saying if there's any problem you get anyway, sure. I wish I'd never started. I'm trying to be helpful, trying to earn a bit of money.
In 1,037,000 seconds, Dallas will be at starting the training camp in California.
That is a moment for London
quiet. That's just popped up on my screen.
Why have you got it to the second?
There's just an email from the Dallas Cowboys Pro Shop and it says approximately. You'd think they'd do it exactly, wouldn't you?
Why do they feel the need to send out? That's like ridiculous.
Yeah, a bit of, if I didn't know him better, I'd be mildly concerned.
Yeah, it's a good job we know him.
Anyway, you two, stop waffling. Richard, what were you saying?
So, obviously got a fantasy in August, but then the first fan meet of the year is opening Sunday in Leeds. And the plan is, potentially, that the podcast will be live from that event.
Ooh.
Now, there's a lot of things to go in on that, but the hope is that it will be done as a test run. So when it comes around to the Super Bowl, we'll be live from the Super Bowl throughout the evening.
I'm at the test match the next day, so one of your podcast hosts may be missing from opening day. Sorry. Again,
you're at the
not really. I'm going to the test match at Old Trafford on the Monday. So,
right, that's on the Monday.
Yeah, but I can't make it to the Sunday one.
Right, it's on your way. You're on your way to Manchester. Leeds first.
I'll see anyway. Sorry, I keep drifting into my calendar at the minute.
Maybe we can get the fun glue to stand in.
Yeah, get fun glue to stand in.
So yeah, that is the plan as a test run, but then the plan will be the Snapcast is live from the Super Bowl throughout the night. And we'll probably replace the halftime show.
It doesn't actually make any difference because you'd never edit any of this stuff anyway. So any rubbish would come out stays in it.
Well, why?
We need a test run.
I mean, we need some. That's what attracts all these fans from other countries, about listening to people to talk nonsense.
Yeah. All three of them.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be on, Charles.
But yeah, it's obviously going to be a bit of a lean week and a couple of weeks with not much happening with training camps. We've got some very exciting guests over the next few weeks lined up to come on the show. A couple more ex-Super Bowl winners and a few extra coaches. So keep an eye out on the First Down Snapcast page on Facebook for that. It's been a pleasure to have you on, guys. It's been a while since I caught up, but good to talk about a little bit of football.
Hang on, have you just decided we're finishing when I've still got things to say?
Oh, he's always got things to say.
I've been looking on the news to see what's happening. And
you do know, like on here, you can raise your hand and it'd bring your attention.
You just think I want to go to the toilet. No, I was just looking at things that were happening. I know there's not much happening. I saw something that Kyle Shanahan. And this, the problem is me looking at things like this. This may be ages old stuff, but I'll tell you anyway. Apparently, he tried harder than anyone had really thought to get to sign Matthew Stafford. Prior to him going for Trey Lance, I didn't think that had come out before.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I didn't either.
Apparently, it was properly on the cards, you know. But anyway, if neither of you are seeing that, it's not much of a talking point.
I know a lot of people. I read somewhere that a lot of people thought 49ers had traded up to third to get Pitts. I've seen that.
Yeah, I heard that as well. Yeah. I think they've gone with the heart, so with Trey Lance. And I'm not a big 49ers fan, but I'd like to see that pay off.
There's a lot of quarterbacks you're waiting to see pay off this year. You've got the guy from Disneyland at New York, and you've bet your entire estate on Cam Newton coming good.
I have, haven't I? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm standing by that at the moment because I've got no choice. But I'll say if he can concentrate on the game and not his. Not always wearing from one day to the next. I still think he's got it in him. But anyway, that's one thing I did notice. Kyle Shanahan, yeah. You know he's always seen wearing a baseball cap. Has anyone noticed he's the most unsuited person to baseball caps?
Apart from me, I am.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I suit baseball caps.
I mean, in the public eye. I mean, I just think he looks ridiculous when he looks quite normal when he ain't got one on. But he just looks ridiculous. It makes him look like he's got a really small head. But maybe that's just me.
I'm reading about Shanahan now. And it was McVay.
What, about his small head?
No.
Was it McVay who mentioned
it? He was joking about it, yeah. Asking Shanahan how he liked the Rams' new addition. You don't want to get me started, dude, Shanahan responded. That was frustrating. Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Stafford's the man. That's what Shanahan says. Yeah,
not because smart. We're talking about Matthew Stafford as if he's like, you know, he's never really proved himself and he might be distinctly average when he turns out next season.
The Stafford one could be a big bust, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying he's going to go there and be able to do what he wants, but it's quite possible it could go wrong for him.
Yeah, taking into account as well that some players are more suited to some teams than they are others, you know. There's always a chance he just can't get on with their playbook.
Yeah.
I do have one bugbear. I just thought of a bugbear, what I needed to bring up on topic. Madden. So
well, it's not changed again.
Can I just say a thing about season. Players? You know, just before we go on to Madden.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you look at Jimmy Graham when he was in New Orleans. He was campaigning to be paid like a wide receiver because they're using him like a wide receiver. Ended up falling out with him. Went elsewhere.
Went to Green Bay, didn't he?
Never done anything. Never done anything since New Orleans.
No, he went to Green okay. Bay.
Green Bay's been okay. Chicago, hasn't he?
Then yeah. Seattle.
He was okay at Green Bay. He was solid, but never.
That's what I mean. He did. When I'm saying he's not done anything, I don't mean he was awful, but he was distinctly average. Whereas at New Orleans,
yeah.
You'd have had him up there as the best tight end around. Apart from Jason Witten, obviously.
And that's what you can't account for. He's going to different teams. It just sometimes doesn't work.
Yeah.
Hashtag Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
Moaned about wanting more money.
Yeah.
Haven't really worked out for him since leaving Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Or some people like to call him Lev Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, less said about that, the better.
So, do you want to hear him a little groan about Madden?
Is it about these random bits?
No, it's about the cover.
Oh, right.
So, a few little stats about Madden and covers. So Detroit have had more Madden covers than Super Bowls. Well, yeah, like double the amount of covers. Now, they always used to be like a competition, and it sort of ran like a public vote. So I think each team got a player into this little bracket tournament, and they'd get through to the stage to pick a cover star. Now, I'm not one for like covers and stuff, but you'd like to see that they mix it up. But we've got Brady and Mahomes on, which I understand it's the GOAT and the future GOAT, but they have been cover stars in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's very recent, like you say.
Within the last 4 years, Brady's now on twice, and Mahomes is. And I'm not, again, I understand the angle they're going for, but what about all the other players and teams to get recognized?
Yeah, I agree with you.
This is the Dallas syndrome on Hard Knocks all over again. You know, people don't like it because they're not sharing it around. But EA, Electronic Arts, want to sell the game. So they've got to go with who's most
popular. It sells without potentially the cover star.
Yeah, but they'll know how well it sells because there'll still be people who pick it up who think, oh, that's Mahomes on front of it. I'm going to buy that. Not particularly because it's Madden, just because they like Mahomes. So you don't know. I don't know, but EA probably have got a good idea of how many extra copies they'll shift because of who they put on the front of it.
But it's...
I know. I mean, the biggest story about Madden is whether it's going to be any different to the last five iterations.
Well, there was this random thing they've put in. Did you read about that, Rich?
Which one was that?
Where? I'm just looking up to get exactly what it is. That things may happen due to home team advantage.
Oh, yes, I've seen this. There's some right random.
It's like New Orleans Saints, on away team third and fourth down conversions, a random receiver will run a random route, or route, if you're American, when set up during pre-snap. And then there's another one where, I don't know if it was Seattle, but there's one where one of the receivers, or the routes they're running will be blurred out, so you can't. It's difficult to see them. So, but I quite like that idea of making it, you know, we were talking about home field advantage for some of these teams, and it's to try and get it in the game, isn't it? So I sort of quite like that idea.
Or is this an excuse for not bringing in proper gameplay innovations?
Well, this is the thing, though. Madden, EA have got to step up. Sort of in the last few years, they've done what they've done with all the models with FIFA, and they've gone to this ultimate team mode. It's all about making money. Now, 2K Sports about this year with an American football game. Now, when 2K made American football games in the early 2000s, they gave EA a big run for the money.
Mm.
Now, 2K haven't been given a license to do franchise mode, so it's only going to be arcade style. But there's now saying if 2K hit the ground running, you can all see how popular the NBA franchise is, NBA 2K. If they get the same success with their arcade game, does it? That Madden license might move from here.
And isn't there a, want the talk of a college game coming? The college game coming?
Yes. I was just going to say that, yeah.
EA bringing it back.
Yeah, people are saying that was better than the NFL, but is that just the certain people we know would always talk about that? And I'm not going to name the people. But you, well,
there is a few who will say NCAA.
I'm on about a couple in particular who say, oh, the NCAA game was fantastic, so much better than Madden. They're just saying that because it's, I wasn't going to say an unpopular opinion, but a different opinion.
But they're
the sort of people who would criticise England last night, Sterling dived, is a disgrace because they're not.
But that's because you can play with the unfancied teams, can't you, in college, and you get to play with.
You've never heard of.
You fall in love with these players at college, but half of them don't make it to the NFL. So it's like, I need to play college games because they don't get to go on to Madden.
Yeah, maybe. And I'd not played it, so it might have been a good game, you know.
But it was made by the same company. It was made by the same company.
So you would think it's pretty much the same, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, how different can you make it?
Yeah.
When I had a PS3, I thought I bought Madden off eBay. I won an auction. It turned out to be NCAA, the college version. It was shit. But the games got better after that. But the version I got was crap. It was rubbish. But it's really put me off it.
It's only like EA bringing out a FIFA game and featuring, for sake of argument, non-league teams. It'll still play roughly the same.
I think they do, don't they? Does have non-league teams?
No, I don't.
No. I mean, as a the non-league version of FIFA.
Yeah.
You know, so it just focused on the non-league teams. Or something, which to me,
that's what we think college is, don't we? It's like
exactly
no-league.
Shock horror! We've
lost half of our seven listeners.
I was just going to say we're going to lose half of them. But that's the problem. You know, outside looking in, this is why I can't get worked up about college football, because it's college. It's college, you know. Can you imagine us turning out to watch the universities play play British football over here?
I went
to Dublin.
Yeah.
I saw Boston and Georgia in Dublin in 2006. And it was there. I was there all day, flew over early, got to enjoy the pre-game stuff. It was nothing like an NFL game.
Yeah.
The pre-game stuff. I know, obviously, they don't have all the glitz and they can only work with what they've got, but maybe it's different to watch it in America.
Well, we tried to get tickets to...
we didn't UCLA. Try very hard.
Well, we did, actually, at the time. Did we? UCLA and Alabama. And... No, not UCLA. Is it?
I can't remember because it wasn't
that. Team that plays in Baton Rouge, anyway.
USC. No.
No.
Anyway, yeah.
The team that plays in Baton Rouge, is it Ole Miss? Anyway, whatever. This shows our college knowledge. But anyway, New Orleans, it was being built up as a big game, you know, this could take on Alabama. We ended up sat in a bar watching it, and it was rubbish. It was supposed to be the big game of the day. It was something like 40-0 to Alabama. It was shocking.
It is very one-sided. When you see it on telly, and they all talk, there's all these college teams and franchises. No wonder when the draft comes around, they all come from Auburn or Georgia.
Yeah.
Because the standard, what they're playing each week.
Yeah.
Like I say, no wonder it hits them. When we spoke to people before, the gulf from going to college to playing elite every week is different.
Yes.
But, yeah, that was my little moan about Madden. I'll still be buying the game, but I just feel they need to do something different. And I think the fact 2K is back on the game, I think they're listening, but they need to stop focusing on this. You need to pay more to get Ultimate Team and trading cards.
LSU, by the way. LSU. Do you know what I think they need? That's the college in Baton Rouge. What would make me bring me back to Madden, because I haven't had the last two or three now.
I reckon there's at least three.
Yeah. I want to see an expanded management, because the NFL has not got, and I've tried various, I like the football management games, and I've tried various ones of the NFL, and they're all right, but they have no character. You know,
do you remember the old NFL coach when it was about 09 NFL?
Yeah.
The year tried, yeah. Didn't they?
There was one called Fourth and Inches, I think, and this is years and years ago.
That rings bells to me.
It was brilliant. You had got a little booklet with the team that you were taking over, and but you know, like Football Manager over here worldwide, it's got character. It's like you're living in that world, isn't it? And you don't get an NFL game like that. I'd love to see that. I don't know whether it's America don't really get the football management games like we do, because I don't think they've got one for any, you know, hockey have got East Side Hockey Manager and
That's made by who makes Football Manager, isn't it?
East Side don't make it anymore. It was, yeah.
They used to
now Franchise Hockey Manager is the one that's going now. They were good. They were good, actually.
Because it was based on the same model, weren't it?
Yeah. But NFL doesn't seem to have it. So obviously, you would say, obviously, there's not the demand in America for it.
Now, I know on this new Madden, you can normally upgrade your players.
Yeah, like, can I just say to anybody who's listening to it now thinking, I do know there's a franchise mode in Madden and we do play it all.
Yeah, don't we? We know that. We all play franchise.
What I'm saying is it hasn't got the character. It hasn't got the character.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
So this year, from what I've seen, so obviously each year you play franchise games, you get points each week so you can get your 60s up to 70s, 80s, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They've now brought in a update your coaches So you earn points for doing your coaches and you can make your coaches better, which then makes your team better. So maybe that's a step in the right way. It might, it's, I don't think it fixes everything, but you can, you need that element in there, I think, and it might start bringing it back a bit close.
Yeah.
They certainly need to show the franchise mode some love, but it's not money to them, is it? It's
the update the commentary.
I think we need, and can us please pay the money so we can actually have all 32 coaches and we'd have this random person for Bill Belichick.
It's not difficult, is it?
All coaches, and it's like, hi, I am this man. But yeah,
I've got something to, if we finish talking about Madden, I've got something to raise from left field, which means nothing to me, but I'm gonna say
anyway. Oh, Vienna.
Very good. Have you heard of a game called Blood Bowl?
Yes.
Well, I know very little about it but they do it. They do
it's a PlayStation game as well.
It's a board game that's been updated to become. I've actually looked into buying it.
Yeah, it's not Dungeons and Dragons. What's the really famous board?
It's Warhammer.
Warhammer. It's a war which I know nothing about either, but it's it's come out of Warhammer, but they're bringing out a new version, Blood Bowl 3, for the PS5 and the PS4 next year. Apparently.
Oh, right.
But I'm only raising it because someone out there might be interested, but it means a lot to me.
Yeah, I've been tempted a few times. What stopped me on the PlayStation version was that it's very much, I believe, for online play, so there wasn't much of a single player game.
I think it's very much aimed at playing with your mates, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Which isn't a bad thing. So.
No. You haven't got any, yeah.
And I haven't got any. That's why I come on here. That's why I'm happy to come on here, because it makes it look like I've got friends.
Just one final point before we finish tonight, guys. Maybe the biggest signing of the off-season so far. Amazon have re-signed Scott Hansen.
Have they?
Yeah. I think he's committed for another 4 years.
Also, our friend in the States, Kelsey, is interviewing Colin Jackson.
I saw that
this weekend. Yeah, which I know not really NFL related, but I was quite interested. I might listen into that.
She might still come back on the show.
Yeah,
it's something to talk to her about. Talked about Colin Jackson.
How did you find him?
Yeah,
We're going way off topic here now.
It's not really way off topic.
It's not way.
But it is, because I'm now going to expand on the Colin Jackson thing. So, as we all know...
Now, you're going way off topic.
I am, because Ian brought Colin Jackson up, so I thought I'd just bring this in. We're getting towards the end anyway, but...
And
you sure?
Well, depending if you've got something else to say on your little clipboard.
I have, because... and there's a link here, because, you know, obviously we had Kelsey on before, and then I accidentally called the Chelsea at the end. And there's Chelsea players playing in the Euros final, and... Charles has promised me a ticket for the final on Sunday. Have you got it yet?
I haven't promised you it, but there's a chance.
There is some ticket touts out there for $3,500.
Yeah, no. There's some for 7,000, I saw.
So that's the drop in.
All the money Richard's making from his online endeavours, he'll be able to buy us one each.
Yeah.
No, I wish I was making that kind of money.
He's got a box to Wembley on Sunday.
You can tell. Hey, you'll tell when Rich is making loads of money because he'll stop wearing children's headphones.
Dallas headphones.
Oh, dear. Anyway, guys.
He'll stop inviting us on.
Anything else on clipboard, Charles, or we good?
Have you seen Richard desperately trying to finish this now? I'm not going to let him.
You haven't got anything else to talk about.
I'm thinking, what about Odell Beckham?
Old Odell Beckham.
He's been, he's putting some pretty cryptic stuff out on Twitter about what he's doing, and everyone thinks he's got mental health problems. Anyone heard about that?
No, but tell us more.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Well, you know, he's got this ACL injury, and he's just so he only played about half the season last season.
He's only played half the season for the last three, hasn't he?
But he's big on his Twitter and stuff, and they seem to get an increase. I ain't got any quotes. I could look them up, but he's saying stuff that's all slightly a bit. The nicest way of putting it is cryptic, and you just wonder because for the Browns, he could be a big part of next season, which, you know, could launch them up into serious playoff contenders.
Every time you play their game, you lose. Oh, well, you live and you learn. I'm on my own SHX. Oh, shit. I'm on my own shit this time.
But it doesn't even make sense when you read it. It's like reading something from Richard.
No. It just...
and then we get round to the point of that article.
If only I'd thought that far ahead.
Yeah.
Like it planned it.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant taking that long to get round to having a dig at Richard.
You should You should know I'm incapable of planning ahead.
Yeah.
If you know nothing else about me.
Planning.
It's a genuine thing that Odell Beckham's possibly, you know, is it going off the rails?
All right. Cleveland can put a trade in for the most overrated first round pick ever in Kyle Harry from Patriots since he's asked for a trade. It's not worked out for him.
Yeah, I did see he'd asked for a trade. Yeah.
It's not worked out for him, apparently.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out wherever he goes.
No.
I've heard it's nice in Canada at this time of year. Probably won't catch one there either.
Yeah. Yes, no, I did see that.
Okay.
And right, I've run out of things to say.
You've run out, Richard. So I can now end on the normal, unusual.
I thought you were going to end on a bombshell then.
I'm going to end on a bombshell of something what's going to start again in 2022, but will only fail again after about 5 weeks.
Fungly.
No, we've known him for more than 5 minutes.
Nice guess.
So have you
seen that the XFL starting again?
Is it? Yeah.
Had it ever really finished though? I mean, it's just like a work in progress, isn't it?
So yeah, apparently it's coming back for season three, apparently.
Right. XFL will never take off in the same way that the London Monarchs and the World Bowl and stuff never took off, because once the public got fed up of watching British teams or European teams staffed purely with Americans who weren't good enough to make the NFL, once they realised that was happening, it was doomed to failure. And that's why the XFL will never take off. Because
Kurt Warner played in the World League, didn't he?
So?
He's got Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah, but you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. I'm talking generally. You know, most of the players were just if they can't make it in the NFL, so the best chance they've got is going into the World Bowl and trying to make it.
That's what we found out last week, didn't we, Charles? From speaking to the guys last week, that's what we got. It didn't work out in America, so they went to Europe to prolong their career, and it was the best time they had. But then when they came back to America, there wasn't anything.
Yeah, but it was the best time they had. But I say once the British fans and maybe the German fans, I don't know, got used to the fact that they were watching second rate stuff, it was always doomed to failure. And that's why I'm saying the XFL is doomed to failure, because nobody wants to watch also rans, except if the college players.
If you're a Jags fan.
Yeah, but Jags are going to make it big this season because they've got Urban Meyer.
Got Tim Tebow as well. They'll make it big. Anyway,
Tim Tebow, which makes them interesting. Makes them interesting if they've got Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll be on Hard Knocks.
No, there's no room for them because Dallas is always on it.
Anyway, guys, we could talk for hours and keep thinking of more things and more subjects coming to our heads, but...
We could talk for hours, but everyone switched off an hour ago.
If anybody's made it to this bit, I've just got to tell you, you should have switched off after 25 minutes.
Yeah. Luckily, all these meanderings will be edited out by the master editor.
No, I'm going to leave it all in.
With his plastic headphones.
Not plastic. Anyway.
Toy headphones.
Anyway.
Does it say Cowboys on the top? Because there.
No.
Are you sure? Because it looked like it.
No, it says Audio Technica.
I'm desperately trying to think of a child's toy other than Tonka. What it says on it. Fisher, what's a Fisher Price? It says Fisher Price on the top.
Anyway. It's been a pleasure, guys.
They're very blue.
They are quite blue.
They are blue, aren't they?
They're really blue, not just blue. They are really
very blue.
Yeah. But I try other ones. True blue. You never hear me, so.
They are true blue.
Which some would say, if you never hear you, some would say that's a good thing. But if we couldn't hear you, everyone would have to listen to me and Ian, and that would be a disaster.
Yeah, and obviously we wouldn't want that to happen, would we? We want for you guys. Anyway, been a pleasure to have you on, and we'll talk again soon.
Cheers.
Cheers, speak later.
Podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.